So, Paul, first of all, obviously, injuries not as bad as you first feared early on in the week.
No, there's only really Liam Cooper and Ian Everett that's not making the trip today. That is obviously we can pick up something as we go along. You know, everyone else is good to go. Leaves us with selection problems, as everybody knows. You know, that's why I'm manager of the club. The great headaches to have. You know, we've got great options in the team. We've got a lot of balance in the team. Nathan Smith's now back and he's flying in training. You know, and as people have seen with Richie Humphreys' form, how do you leave Richie Humphreys out? And these are the headaches you want as a manager.
Yeah, I mean, you say you've already kind of picked the side then, so you know who they are and you've presumably sort of worked on with the team already.
Yeah, everyone knows the team. You know, the players know the team. All the staff, we've worked this morning for 2 hours. This morning we've come back. Now we'll curb the training, obviously, with the game in mind on Saturday. I'm not a believer in keeping secrets with players and stuff like that, you know. The important people now are the ones who've been left out because there's a lot of disappointed lads in there. You know, there's one or two lads who are expected to start who probably aren't. You know, and that's my job as manager. But I know this year, for us to have success, we need a squad. And I need to keep players happy, and that's my job to man-manage.
Mm. I think I'm trying to keep count of how many players you brought in. Is it 10 signings this summer? Is that right?
I'd like to think 2. You can say 10.
But, I mean, is this your team now? Are you happy with kind of the team you've assembled?
It was my team the day I took over in November. You know, I never, ever, and we don't get into blame, pointing fingers, other people. This club has success with the manager in charge of it, or this club won't have success. I've been in charge since November. I feel like today we're in a really good place. I feel we've got a right good team. We've got a great squad. You look out there now on the pitch, it's a carpet. You know, and we've always, all I've ever asked for as a manager is a carpet, a pitch, and a little bit of money to spend. I've been given the money to spend. We've got a carpet of pitch, so long may the games continue.
But I know a couple of your kind of long-term targets have come to fruition. I know Gary Roberts is a guy you were chasing for quite a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was after Luis Suarez and Fellaini and a few other ones. You know, unfortunately, I can't get them all. But, you know, I set my stall out to get the best players possible to bring into this club. Because there is an expectancy at the club, I quite quickly worked out when I come in that there's certain types of characters who can play for this club and who will get the best out of other people around them. And characters like Gary Roberts, they're not leaders by knocking doors down and shouting and screaming. They're leaders by what they do. And the biggest thing for me is that when they're not playing well, just keep giving them the ball. Because one thing they sure, if crowd gives them a little bit of flack and that, which crowds are entitled to do, Gary Roberts and players like that won't go under. They'll keep coming back for more. And they're the type of characters we want at the club. I feel now we've got a lot of them.
And he's got the experience of a promotion campaign under his belt, hasn't he, with Huddersfield as well?
Been there, seen it and done it, and you can't put a value on that. You know, the lads we've brought in have all had promotions and, you know, they've all played in higher leagues. And, you know, we want the younger lads at our clubs, the Broadheads, the Derekas, these lads to come through and get better and better and stronger. And the big thing of football clubs at times is role models. I feel in our dressing room we've got some great role models. Mm.
Do you feel you've got that blend of, you know, they always say about the blend of sort of youth and experience. It seems that you've kind of got that now.
Listen, I couldn't handpick, in my opinion, today. You know, I wouldn't want to manage any other club in the league. I wouldn't want to be in anyone else's dressing room. We go to the starting blocks on no points. You know, we wish every other team in the league the best of luck because everyone will have highs and lows. I certainly back our players to be up there at the end of the season.
What about Hamza Ben Sharif? Any movement there with him?
It's just ongoing at the minute. You know, it's just ongoing. We are in talks with the lad. Obviously, the lad's still a little bit off with fitness, which is not a worry because he'll get fit, you know, but just in terms of what we could or couldn't offer. But he's trained with us now for 2 or 3 weeks. He's a smashing young man. He conducts himself really well about the club. We're trying to tie him up on something that could keep him involved with us while we have a further look at him for longer. Obviously, if that suited all parties, it'd be something that we'd all do.
Yeah, so you've got a bit of time on your side and there's no urgency with that deal?
There's no urgency with it at the minute, but it's something we're looking at in the immediate rather than the future.
Is there a pressure to get players out before you can bring more in?
No, not at all. You know, not at all. I think, you know, the chairman quite early said to me about putting squads together, put your squad together before you worry about anything else. You know, the board of directors said the same. And I think at clubs, sometimes managers will get plaudits and everything else, irrespective of how I do as a manager. Every manager at this football club gets backed really well. So no matter what happens, you can't look upstairs and blame anyone. You know, signings are brought in by managers and players are brought in. I've had the utmost backing off the board. The chief exec, I couldn't speak highly enough. And we go into the season all just looking forward to playing football now.
What about any interest, any offers for any of the players from other clubs?
We haven't kicked the ball yet.
I've
tried to put a squad together and you're trying to take it apart. Let's win a few games before we worry about things like that.
Fair enough. What about, this game with Bury, is it one of those that you have sort of too much side to prepare for the first game, or is it more a case you just concern your team first?
No, they are what they are. The games come around. You have 6, 7, 10 weeks to prepare for them. The fixtures come out early. Do you know, as I say, we've done our own work on Bury like we always do. Do you know, we're methodical in what we do at our club. You know, and we respect Bury as a football club. We respect the job Kevin's done since he's gone in there. He's brought Ronnie Jepson in, who's got a great knowledge of football. I know Ronnie well. And them two lads alone will guarantee how competitive a game you get. A lot of fans think you turn up and you just win, and football's not like that. You know, last year when I was in charge of Accrington, we went to Southend and won 1-0. You know, the next Saturday, I think we went to Cheltenham and won 3-0. Early on in the season there, it was always funny results, year in, year out. What I'd suggest to our fans is we want to hit the ground running. It might not happen in a day, but after 10 games when the league settled, I'd like us to be right up where we want to be.
Are you excited at the minute? Is it kind of, you know, itching to get the season underway?
I'm always excited. I think, you know, every day we all come in and we have a very appreciative staff at our club where we know we're in a good job. You know, every day we come into a football club, that's a great club. So, you know, excited's not the word, because I'm excited because we've had pre-season, we've been to Portugal. So we were excited for that. We've had pre-season friendlies against top clubs, we were excited for that. Now we're certainly excited for the first game of the season.
But there does seem to be a bit of expectation with the fans. The fans do seem to be behind you, and on the whole, quite sort of supportive of the players you brought in. So that must give you a bit of.
I think you can't kid supporters. At the end of the day, the pre-season friendlies are the reason why the supporters have got great belief in what we were doing. If we'd have played in them games and we wouldn't have played well and we wouldn't have looked good on the eye and we defend deep and nick a 0-0 with someone, they go away, not so sure. We've been excellent pre-season. But none of us in that room are stupid enough to know that guarantees us success. Bury will be a different, completely different opposition than the ones we faced. They'll be very aggressive in the play, and we've got to be prepared for that, and we've got to match them with it.
I know we've talked about players you've brought in, but you forget some of the players you've already got. I mean, Armand Andjoué, is it a season for him now to... Can you sort of afford to play him week in, week out, or is it still sort of kid gloves with him?
It's just a season for everyone. It's a season for everyone. We don't... I think by the time you look at our starting 11 tomorrow, on Saturday, sorry, you know, it'll be one or two lads that we wouldn't have picked in there at the start of the season. There might even be three or four lads. The reason why them lads are in the team is because they've played well on a football pitch. And the only way to get in football teams is by playing well on a pitch. Training hard, backing it up by your match performances. And at our club and our supporters will know if you play well on a Saturday, you will stay in the team.
I know, obviously, Ian Everett won't make it on Saturday, so Drew Talbot gets the captain's armband. Again, a player who's sort of got Chesterfield through his veins, really, hasn't he?
Again, and just, you know, we don't really like singling players out here, because to get in our squad, you've got to be good. You know, but certainly in Drew, I feel now and again it is right to give him a little bit of recognition, because he's such a good lad as well as a good player. You know, he's a manager's dream. You know, I don't think since I've been in the club in 9 months, he's been fined a pound for having a flip-flop wrong. And they're the type of lads you want, because not only does he conduct himself well around the club, when he goes onto the football pitch, he gives you everything he's got. And he doesn't always play well. He'll make mistakes now and again, Drew. But as lads laying with us, you know, if you're giving us everything you've got, you'll never, ever be criticised.
I'm one of those guys who can sort of switch positions quite easily, can't he? And still be, you know, as good sort of at the back as he's up front.
We just want Drew to be a right back. We just want him to be what we think he is, which is the best right back in our division. And we want him to be penetrating that right flank with them runs that he makes. He scored a great goal against Wolves, and he's a constant threat to opposition. So not only can he defend and get up and down, he can also be a supply line for our forwards.
Last question. I know that the bookies are kind of tipping you for promotion. Does that have any sort of bearing on your thoughts, having, you know, that kind of favourites tag for a change?
Absolutely none. You know, I've never been... You know, at the end of the day, if you look at league tables and at the start of the year, sometimes clubs who finish well or clubs who've done well, you know, you look at Burton Albion, for example, they finished fourth last year, and he's recruited really well, Gary. They've had a great year. Gary's a good manager, yet we're favourites ahead of them. And sometimes you wonder why. Maybe they look at the players we've signed, for whatever reason. Sometimes it's the size of your club. Bookies get things wrong. What we've got to make sure we do is not what the bookies tell us we're going to do, what we do ourselves. And come the end of the season, I say the same messages. We have no complaints. Last year when we finished eighth, it's because we deserve to finish eighth. This year, I'd like to think we're going to finish a lot higher than that.
Any champions? Is that the ultimate aim?
Wouldn't get involved in predicting where we're going to finish. I just want us to be competitive every game and do our best. And I think when you get off a pitch at the end of a game and your supporters clap you off, you don't have to win every game to be clapped off, but you have to show a level of commitment and desire.